You're on Daf, Kuf, Lamed, Vov, Amed Aleph. We are in the midst of asking Kashas and Shittas Rabbi Loi, who learns out Reishis Hageis, Matones, from Trume. So therefore we're asking the halachas which apply by Trume should also apply by Reishis Hageis. Around the 13 lines from the bottom. Ima trume chayovim olov misa v'chaymish. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Loi, if you learn out from trume, so just like by trume, if you eat, if a zor eats b'meizid trume, he's chayiv misa. If he eats b'shoigik, he's chayiv kerem v'chaymish. Afreishis hageiz chayovim olov misa v'chaymish. So the same aloche should be, we'll learn out Nesina from Trumim, it also should be Achiv Misa V'chaymish. Omakro, so the Gemara answers, there are Miyutim, Umesu Boi, V'yosef Olov. So there's Miyutim by Trumim, there's a Boi and Olov, Olov, Le'ereshis Hageiz, Boi V'loi Bereshis Hageiz. Rashi says, Misa zor ha'ichla b'meizet chaymish b'shoigi. Now there's a Tosfos here that asks a very pertinent kasha. Ima trume chayov n'aleo misa b'chaymish. But Tosfos fafal gav t'bereishis ha'geiz le'shaiche b'yachila. There's no concept of achila by reishis ha'geiz. Ve'ein betruma chaymesh ela b'achilosa, and the holding of keren b'chaymesh, the holding of mises only by achilas truma. So Tosfos answers, hanoas reishis hi achilosa. The Gemara means if you have hanoa from the reishis hageiz, that's equivalent to the achila. Now, I had a shtickel ha'ore. There's a whole tumult. If a person will be soch shemen shel trume, azor will be soch shemen shel trume, is there achiv keren b'chaymesh? Is there achiv mise? So, maximum they bring down shittas ha'tosfos is that there's no achiv mise, there's no achiv keren b'chaymesh. So then it's ironic that by Trume Gufe, the whole Chi of Misa is only by Achila, not by Hano. So how could Reishis Hageiz be more Chomo than Trume? But I thought perhaps it's not a Kasha. I have a Gzeirah Shavet. The Gzeirah Shavet tells me that Reishis Hageiz has all Hilchis Trume. That's Gzeiras Hashav, and Gzeiras Hashav Lamachze. It has all Hilchis Trume. So just like by Trume, there's a Chiyav Misa al Achilas Trume, but I have a Gzeiras Hashav that there's a Chiyav Misa on Reishis Hageiz. I mean, there's a din, the scene in the scene. I learn out all these things without a miyut, I should learn all these things. So b'meila here, hanos reishis hageiz yachil. I mean, that al kocha, I have a limud. I mean, without a special miyut of boy and olov, I have a limud that reishis hageiz has all hilchis trume. So, could be that's pshat in Tosfos. Even though by trume gufim, ala noas siche could be there's no chiyev mise and keren b'chaymish. Grad, the Tosfos HaRosh, says like Tosfos. And then the Tosfos HaRosh says that the Gemara's kasha was really by Matonis. Gemara said reishis hageiz, but that's, that you have to take with a grain of salt, because the way the whole Gemara was going, that it says Nesine, we learn out Reishis the Goncho, then it says Reishis Hagez Titenli. The Teres Chaim says, so it's mamish the same Nesine that it says the Titen of Truman, the Titen of Truman, the Titen of Reishis Hagez, it's one Titen. So you learn out Reishis Hagez from Truman. You also learn out Matonis from Truman. Mor says Matonis Boretz, Ein Bechutz Loretz Loi. So we learn out Matonis. The Gemara was talking about Reishis Hagez, but L'chayre, by Matonis, there's also the same din. So Memele, so really the Gemara's Kasha was not by Reishis Hagez, here the Gemara's Kasha was by Matonis. And by Matonis, this Sofazor, 8 Matonis, he should be Chayiv Misa. And that the Gemara says, Omeisu boy, v'loi b'matonis. The Gemara chapter on Reishis Hagez. Be'emison, we learned yesterday the Gemara asked Akasha that Reishis Hagei should be Tevo. Reishis Hagei should be Tevo, should make it Tevo. So the Gemara said a Psadroshe, Ein Loch Boi, Elomei Reishisei Ve'ilach. So the Lev Aryeh asks a very good Kasha, he says, what's with Matonis? Matonis should also be Tevo. And Be'emison, we hear the Gemara that the Zaman de Yomar and the Avkuf Lamed Beis Omed Beis that says Omar Rabba Barchoner Biechne Kol Eichel Mi Behemish Lehuma Matina Yisrael Ki Ilu Eichel Tvolim. And Taisva says Ki Ilu Eichel Tvolim Mamish the Matonish Avina Nesina Nesina Metrume Bepeirik Reishis Hageis. The Gemara Takasah. This is our Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about Tevel. But Moshe says, we don't pass him. Fine. So, Fakta Levaye, why not? I mean, if Lechayra Pichajma, we have here, the whole Gemara is going, Reishis Hagez, Matonis, Shalonigah from Truma. So why isn't it Taki Metavel? So by Reishis Hagez, you said, Asvora Reishis, so there's a person. The Levaye brings down the Rambam. The Rambam says, Apsasvore, that by Matonis, it's not Metavol, because since it's Nikir the Matonis, the whole concept of Tevel is only when it's not Nikir, the Truman, the Chulin, it's one entity. So then there's the din, so the whole thing is Tevel. But by Matonis, the Rambam says, Apsasvore, that, Rambam says as well, since each maton is nikel, so the rest of the behemoth doesn't become nesar, since it's nikel the maton is. So, Levaye wants to say, so a kapon according to the Rambam is very good. So now we can appreciate the Gemara. The one amoyre taka held its metabol and the zachiyah misa, like Taisha says, you learn out. Belesilchis a kibosi, else the Rambam smore. Reishis Hagez, you don't have the Rambam source, so the Gemara had to bring a new drosha. That's a shtickle ha'oran and this Gemara. And here the Taisa Rosh wants to say in one lotion that the Gemara's kasha and misen chaimish is not on Reishis Hagez, it's on Matonis. Frag the Gemara weiter, was the last king kashas were persistent. Ima truma rishin v'sheini achreo. Afreishis hageis rishin v'sheini achreo. So there, a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara asks, Ima truma rishin v'sheini, maise rishin or maise sheini, by the goncho, you don't end up with only truma. It's maise rishin or maise sheini. So by Reishis Hagez, it also should be Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheini. And for the Gemara, on Makro Reishis, Ein Locha Boy Ela Reishis Bilbat. And we have to understand the Teretz. We have to understand the Kasha also. I saw in the Chavrusa, it brings down that, Shema Shemaim. We have a hekish of we have a we learn out we learn out Reishis Hageis from Truma. Okay, so here's Dinei Truma, whatever Halachas Truma has, Reishis Hageis also should have. Fine. But how do you jump to Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni? I mean, where... That's not a din in Truma. That's a din in Maisa Rishon. That's another din. That's a din in Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. So we have to understand what the Gemara's Kash is. And we have to understand what the Gemara's Teretz is. That's where we have a shtickle problem. So let us see Rashi. Ein loch elo Rishisoi. Ein locho nesina acheres lahafrish mimenu. Midoloi ksiv. And the Maram is geiris migeis tzoincho. Shma mino matono rishoino bavad osa reishis lashmino. Now, dachsech mir, pshat in the Gemara's kashe, in the Gemara's teretz is as follows. The Gemara's kashe was, it says, reishis tagoncho. Now, reishis tagoncho is like Rashi brings down in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis. Reishis is samuch. That means Reishis Mamlachtoi. So Reishis Mamlachtoi means, so it means if I learn Reishis Mamlachtoi, that means this was the beginning of his Moluch. Reishis, there was more. But Reishis Mamlachtoi. Reishis Degoncha, this is the beginning of the matones that are given from Dagon. That means you have Dagon, you have a chefs of Dagon. Reishis Dagon, this is the reishis of the matones. There's a seder, maybe not a lot of mishandu the seder. Reishis Dagon. That's lacher the taitch of reishis. In the word reishis, we are being megala that there's that there's an achris also, there's something afterwards. That's the tithes reishis. So fakert, in that gufa is a gilui that is more. This is the reishis. This is the first matone. So it should be the same thing by reishis hageis. So not the kasha is that we're learning out from Truma. The kasha is that just like the reishis of the goncho means that there's more than that. This is the reishis of the matonis. Reishis matonis the goncho. So reishis should be the same thing. So what's after the Gemara? Ein lecho, let's again see Rashi. Ein lecho nesina acheres lahafrish mimenu. There's not a second nesina. Now, if it would say, Reishis Migeis Tzoincha, this is the Reishis from the Giza. So, the Giza, we're talking about the complete Giza, we're talking about, it was Geiz's Heirich Heilois, this is the Reishis Migeis Tzoincha, this is the Reishis from the Geiz. Then I have a right to say, that, but there's others. And that's a taich, reishis degoncha. Reishis degoncha means the whole dagon. The whole dagon that you have, all the tvu that you have, this is the reishis from the dagon. That means that that's a taich, reishis degoncha. If it says reishis, not mi geis zoincha, reishis geis zoincha, reishis geis zoincha means the first Gziza, you should give to the Kohen. So we're not speaking about the whole Giza. If we would be speaking about the whole Giza that was made, that means he made a Giza of 5 Rechelis, and we'd say, Reishis, mi geis zoincha, the Reishis, from the gaze of all the time. So then you're right, this is the Reishis, but you're not finished with this. There's more than that. And that's the taich reishis degoncha, which doesn't mean, what does reishis degoncha mean? It means akocha, reishis from the whole dogon. What's a reishis degoncha? The dogon that grew first. I mean, it doesn't, that's not pshat. So reishis degoncha, akocha means this is the reishis from all the dogon. So that's the taich. But since it says reishis geis zoincha, reishis geis means this, the first gizeh. And the Brahma Sada says this, we'll see what he says on Taishu's Akasha. That's a Taish. L'chatchil, you're supposed, the first Giza, you're supposed, when you start cutting, you're supposed to give the first Giza to the Kohen. That's a Taish Reishu's Geis Taincha. The first Giza you should give to the Kohen. So, the first Giza you should give to the Kohen, so, that's not Mulchach, it is more than that. That's Pshat Nigma, and that's what Rashi says. It doesn't say me gaze, it says Reishu's gaze. Ein lechaboy el reishis bilvad. I ma trume. Now the Gemara is very persistent. I ma trume michodosh al yoshen loy. It says shana shana. And we learn by trume, you cannot be mafresh trume from one crop from one year and trume from another year. So, Afreishis hageis michodosh ala yoshan loy. So it should be the same thing by reishis hageis. Vakert reishis hageis, we learn out from Tumah. Sumo says, in, you're right, 100%, according to Rabbi Loi, you're 100% right. Vosanye benichuse, hoyu loy shtei recheles. The Baraisa says as follows, hoyu loy shtei recheles. He only had two recheles. No, he wanted to make reishis hageis. So how do you make reishis? You need five. Hoyer lo yishtei recheles. Gozes v'niach, shnayim v'shloishim shone. Ein mitzav. So it's not mitzaref, because you need chamish recheles. It's not, being gozes, every year these two recheles, they don't add up to five recheles. It's two recheles each year. But it would seem ha chamesh mitzafes. But what would be if you'd have five recheles and you do the same thing? One year you'd be geises one rochel, the second year you'd be geises the second rochel. It would seem it's good. So there's no din michodosh ala yoshon. Yoshon ala chodosh. Vahasanya, we learned another b'reis ain mitzafes. So the Tanakama holds mitzafes chodoshim yoshon. And there's another baraisa that says ein mitzdarfes. So what's pshat in the man? You have ein mitzdarfes. Ala mishma mina hoda rabbi loy vada rabbonam. So you take it right. Rabbi loy that learns out from tume. So you take it right. Zot Rashi. Hayu loy shtei recheles. A person had two recheles. Gozas zu viniach. Gozes shnia viniach. At shayiloi chomesh gizim ein mitzdarfes da gizim shal chomesh tzayin kapid rachmona vaholesloi. He doesn't have a gizim. Ha chomesh mitzdarfes im hayiloi chomesh tzayin vegoizes ashtayim b'shonazu v'sholish b'shonashniya da hashte ika gizim shal chomesh tzayin mitzdarfes v'avagav da chodesh v'yoshenu. This is also Nichlau. The Machlek is Rabbi Loi, Rabboni, Rabbi Loi, the Makish Geis, Latrume, Mitzarfes, Rabbona, Mitzarfes, Kolani, Kushio, so all these kashas were only according to Rabbi Loi, that learns out Reishis Hageis and Matones from Trume. Zogt der Gemara weiter gegangen. Ima trume godol bechiev chayev, godol bepetur potter. By trume the din is, if it was godol bechiev, that means it was godol bershus Yisrael, so it's chayev. Godol bepetur potter, if it was godol bepetur, if it was godol by a goy, that means, and the later yid bought off from him the tfuah hamachuba, but it grew by a goy, potter. Afreishes hageiz nami, godol bechiev chayev, biptur potter. That means if it grew by a yid, so fine, then it's chayev reishes hageiz. If it grew by a goy, and then a yid purchased from the goy, the geiz hamechubah, that was it, well, he bought the behem and the geiz, it should be potter. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Gabi Trume Minola. How do we know that by Trume the din is Godol Bechiev Chayev, Godol Bechiev Chayev, Godol Bechiev Chayev, the same we learned about Reise. Yisrael shalokach sode besurye me'eved kechov. A yid purchased a field in Surya me'eved kechov. Now that what we're speaking about Surya, so we'll see Rashi says, because like this la'locha we hold in kinyan la'akum la'afki mekdushas ha'aretz. So a goy has a field in Eretz Yisrael that's called Godel Bechiev. He doesn't have any kin, elgabi kedushas ha'aretz, it's a Lashem Ha'oretz, and he can't be mafki the Kedusha. In Surya, which is a Kibish Yochid, and it's a Kedusha Kalam, some of the other Rabban, the Kechiv. So there, by Surya, the din is Yashkinyin La'akum Lafki Mekdushas Yisrael. So now, Yisrael Shalokach Sode B'Surya Ma'ivet Kechov. Actually, V'yishlish, as if he bought the field before it was Godol Shlish by the Goy Chayim. So it comes out the Tvua, it's called Tvua, Mi'avo Shlish, and then it grew by a Yi. Mi'shevi Shlish, what happens if he bought it after it grew a Shlish, is Rabbi Kiva Mechayev B'Toisvis. So Rabbi Kiva says, so now we have Tevel V'chulam Arovim Zebozeh, that means the Tvua that grows, so we have a Shlish that's Potter, two Shlishim that are Chayev, and it's Labedik how to handle with this. The Chachomim Poitrim, the Chachomim say no, since a Shlish grew B'yad Akum, so it's already called Tvua Shel Akum, and it's Potah B'chlal. So Al Kaponim, we see that what? We see that by Trume, the Aloch is, it need Godel B'chir. V'chitay Mochin, Amin. Posnan, maybe you'll say by gaze, it's also the same thing. If it grew by a goy, it'll be potter. Posnan, we learned in the Mishnah, lekeich gaze tzoin oived kechovim, potter. If you purchase the gaze of the tzoin, that means the behema belongs to the goy, and I'm purchasing the geese b'mechubah, and I'm going to cut it off. So the din is potter, because you need gaze tzoincha. It has to be gaze of Tzayin Yisrael, and not Tzayin Akum. But a Mireishis Ageis. So it would seem for the Mishnah, Ha Tzaynoi Ligzois, but what if I bought from the Goy, it grew by the Goy, he has now he has Tzayin that grew by him, they're ready to be Ligzois, and I buy all these behemoths from him. So Bishas and Goises these behemoths, Bishas and Goises the Recheilois, so Lemaise it's called Geis Tzoincha, because I purchased all the behemoths, or Tzoine Ligzeis Chayib. So the Mishnah it would seem Tzoine Ligzeis is Chayib, so even though it was Godel Biptur. So according to Rabbi Loi, it should be Potter. So the Gemara says, I got news for you, you're right. The Mishnah holds your chayiv, because the Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim that you don't learn out Reishis Hageis from Trumim. Masnisen, the like Rabbi Eloi. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eloi. Say Nechanami, according to Rabbi Eloi, you'll talk to be Potter. Let us see Rashi. Hagodu Bechir, Kegoyin. Kegoyin Yisrael shalokach sod min oivet kechov. Lemeforish lekamel. That a yid bought a field from a goy. A godo bechiyev, is a godo bechtur b'yad oivet kechov. Bechiyev, la'ache shebo b'yad Yisrael. Besurye, haram tzoibo. Shakov shedovet, v'lo yishmei kibush, v'lo yichola bo kedusha sa'oretz. So it doesn't, v'lo yichola bo kedusha sa'oretz. Bakala kedushoso v'yesh kinyin lo'ivet kechovim lafkiyim yad ma'isa. Lafika. Ein Yisrael chayim la'asa ala la'toysos according to Rabbi Kiva ha'shnei shlishim shegod lo'atzalim. The two-thirds that grew by the yid is chayim. Etavo v'chulam b'rovim avo b'eretz Yisrael ma'isa ala kol shen kinyin lo'ivet kechovim bo lafkiyim min ha'maisa. Chomim poitrin, the kivin shevir shlish v'yadai v'kachom, kilo nigma kula v'yadai, the kaimelon, tvue boso shlish, ozlo. Tvue goes, boso shlish. וחיתי מהחינמי, דגוד בידי וקרום פוטם ראשיס הגייס, אפילו בו ליד ישראל. סילג מוסס, the Mishnah doesn't say like that. It says, לקח גייסויני שלויבת כחום. קוידם שניקסה, so he only bought the gays, פוטם ראשיס הגייס, the צוין חבינה. ולא גיזוי סכו, the מחייבס, that has to be your gize, it has to be your צוין. והוך אליו צויני דישראלו. Otsainai Ligza is Lokach Vakona Edre Shalavit Kichom Shemedis Ligza, but he purchased the whole Eidam. Hoyo Vakil Shaloi, Vakrini Beitzain Chachayim. Afal Pisha Godle Yagiza Eitz Levit Kichom, even though the Giza grew by the Goit. So you see that Reishas Ageis is not like Trum, even though it was Godle Beptur, it's Chayim. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Leike Rabbi Loi, the Makish Geis, Litrum. I mean, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi is makish geis l'trumis. According to Rabbi Loi, ain't a hanami. If it grew by the goy, the geis will be potter. So now we know, we have a good idea now that our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Loi. Another kash. Most persistent, according to Rabbi Loi, that reishis a geis has to have all hilchis trumis. Ima trume mi min al sha'inai min eloi. By trume, you cannot be mafrish one min on another min. Afreshis ageis mi min al sha'inai min eloi. Right? So it should be like that. You should not be able to be mafrish mi min al sha'inai min eloi. Vegabi trume min olon. How do you know by trume the aloche is that you can't be mafrish mimin al sheine mine. The sanya we learned abaraisa, hoyu loy shnei mine te'enim. A person had two minim of figs. Shchoyrois ulevonois. The different colors, one is black, one is white. Vechein shnei mine chitim. Ein termim ma'asrim mize alze. So we see the Tanakama holds that you have two minim of tainim, even though in Yesod they're both tainim, but since in color they're different, that also makes it two minim. V'chein shnei mine chitim, also different colors, ein term in amasra mizeh alzeh. Rabbi Yitzhak oimer mishum Rabbi Loi, Beishamei oimrim ein termim, ubeisilul oimrim termim. Fine. Now, if we'll learn the Gemara Erlich, before we see Rashi, so we have over here in Yesod Amachleikis, the Tanakama holds that if it's the same mean, it's tainim, both are tainim, but this has a different color. So the Tanakama, that's called tuminim. I mean, it's very much negay, according to the Tanakhama, if one buys peppers from Eretz Yisrael, and you want to be mafresh, Chumas and Maisre, if you have different color peppers, it's mamash negay, you have to be, it's called tuminim, according to the Tanakhama. Anyway. That is the das of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yitzhak said, "Bishem Rabbi Loi," that it's machlekes Bishami and Bisil. Bishami holds ein termim, Bisil holds termim. So what is the? So let's just know pshat. So Rabbi Loi said, Rabbi Yitzhak Bishem Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi said that the same mean is not called mean al sheine mine. That's what it's machlekes beishami beisilo. Beishami holds it is called mean al sheine beisilo. Holds it's not called mean al sheine mine. So far, what do we know? So far, we know as follows. We know in Yesod by trume everyone holds you can't be mafresh mean al sheine mine. The shail is what is called tuminim. The Tanakam holds the same mean in two colors is also called Tumini. Besham, he also holds like this according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Besham Rabbi Loi, in base, in, and Rabbi Silul holds, no, it's one mean. Fine. We're not up to the kash yet. That's what we're up to so far. Now let's go a little further. So the more he asked, Afreshis Ageis, Mi min al-sheine min eloi. So it should be, Mi min al-sheine min, you should be able to be mafresh. So Mo says, and yeah, you're right. I mean, he's asking, according to Rabbi Loi, it should be, you shouldn't be mafresh min al-sheine min eloi. So he says he's right. Vosnan, hoyuloi beiz minim, we learned in our Mishnah, shechufais ulevonais. Machaloi shchufais avaloi levonais, zenoisen laatzmai, vizenoisen laatzmai. Now, in order to appreciate the Gemara's kashin, we do not know pshat in the Mishnah, but not knowing pshat, let us just look in the Mishnah for 1 minute. The Mishnah says as follows. Aleikeach, right before this halacha, it says in the Mishnah as follows, Aleikeach geis tzoinoi shel chaveiroi. If a person purchases the geis of his chaver, that means Reuven sold the geis of the chaver. Im shia ha-moicher, if the moicher did not sell the whole geis, that means the other one is going to be geis, is it? But al kaponim, that means that we have 200 behemoths which are oimed ligazes, and he sells 950. He sells 950. So the din is like this. Im shia, if he left over 50, the moicher left over the giza of 50 recheles, ha-moicher chayev. Im shia, ha-moicher chayev. So now the moicher is going to take off reishis ha-geiz from the whole 200. He sold the 150, and he left over 50. He's going to take off reishis ha-geiz from the whole 200. Loi shia, what if he sold all 200? Ha-lekeya chayev. Then the din is lekeya chayev. So kaponim, without understanding the oimek ha-dvarim, but we know the truk in the halacha. That the halacha is if you have two yidin, and there's a moich and a lekeach, if the moich is sold the whole giza, so then the lekeach is mafrish. If the moich left over some of the giza for himself, then the moich is mafrish on the whole giza. Fine, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Now let's go further. Hoyu loy shnei minim. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Shechufais ulevonis. He had two minim of recheles. One had white wool, and one had a reddish wool. Mocha loy shechufais avol loy levonis. Now, he was Mishaya, the levonis, and he sold the shechufais. Schorim avol loy nekeilois. Now, if we'll learn this Mishnah Tmimistik, so it would seem as follows. It would seem that, let's talk about Shchufais Levonis, it would seem like it's two different meaning. You can't take off from Levonis and Shchufa, Shchufa, they're two different meaning. So therefore, the halach is that, so I sold all the Shchufais. So it's not Shaya La'atzmai, Fakelt, all the shufas I sold. I can't be mafkish from the labonis and the shufas. I sold all the shufas. So memela, so it was loy shai reitz amoicham midi. So memela, so zeh nois and latzmei, vizeh nois and latzmei. So what do we see from this? So we see that by reishis ha-geiz, you're not mafkish mimino, shein ha-minoi. So gevaldi. You asked me a kashem. according to Rabbi Eloi, that Rabbi Eloi learns out from Trume, so maybe the gracious Hagei says they have all Hilchus Trume. Now, by Trume, there's Alochem min al Sheinei Minoim. Min al Sheinei Minoim, the Alochem is the what? And you can't be Mafresh. So, by Rashi's case, it also should be the same thing. That was the Gemara's kasha. So he says, yeah, you're right. You're right, it looks very good. Even not from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like that. The Mishnah says that he sold the shufis up over the Levonis. Zen nois and latzma, zen nois and latzma. So before we go further, we have to understand it's too good. It's not, it's a toidach nishtach, but the whole Gemara toidach nishtach. Why? Because we had a machlokes, the Tanakame and Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Eloi said that Beis Hillel holds that Tainim Levonis al Tainim Shreiris is called one mean. So Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi holds that it's called one mean. So yes, you, good, fine. So yes, but according to Rabbi Eloi, too, you couldn't be mafresh one mean and another mean. Fine. Good. So he said, yeah, I'll bring you a guy from a Mishnah, you can't. And Shuldik, the Mishnah is talking about wool on wool. It's one is Levonis, one is Shufais. Fine. But you're telling me, Rabbi Eloi himself says that Beis Hillel holds that it's called one mean. So, it's too good. I mean, you ask me a question, Rabbi Eloi. He says, yeah, Rabbi Eloi, that also can't be mafresh right from the Mishnah. And Shuldik, Rabbi Eloi himself said that if it's the same mean in different colors, it's called the same mean. That's Machlekes B'Shami B'Silu. So, the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara doesn't stim. We have a big problem over here. This is a Mirdik Akash. The kasha, the Rashba is the kasha. The Rashba brings down the Chiddush Aran, brings down the Rashba is the kasha. The whole Gemara doesn't stem. The Chiddush Aran says three terutim on this kasha. The Rashash also has this kasha. And very interesting, he was machaven, one of the terutim of the Chiddush Aran. The Chiddush Aran says three terutim. The first teretz, it seems Rashi said this teretz. The Gemara was going, Betzim this a machlokes. The Tanakhama said two colors are two tainim shchayres are tainim shchayres is two meaning. Rabbi Yitzchak said Rabbi Eloi said it's a machlokes b'sham b'sil. Now what did the Tanakhama hold about this? The Tanakhama, I'm sure that there's no such thing. Rabbi Eloi never said this. There's no machlokes b'sham b'sil. I mean the Tanakhama holds it's the same. It's two meaning. Finished. No one ever said differently. So the Gemara's kash is from the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yitzchak said Rabbi Eloi holds like that, but the Tanakhama holds nishke shteige nishke fleige. No one ever said that, and that was a machlokes b'shami b'sil. Everyone holds it's tumim. So the kash is from the Tanakhama. That's one way to solve the problem. The second way to solve the problem, let's look at the left of the Gemara, but the sefte isa Rabbi Losa, not Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Loza. No, Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Loza. So, you don't have any problems about it. We're asking from the Tanakhama. Who's asking from Rabbi Loza? We're asking from the Tanakhama. Right? That's also good. A third teretz, the Chiddush Aran wants to say that the Girs is fakert. Beishamai oimrim termim, beisilo oimrim ein termim. Rabbi Loza wants to tell us what sheet is by Shammai, we pass by Beisilo. So Fakel, Beisilo holds Ein Terme. So good, so now ask Akasha, no, Beisilo holds Ein Terme. That's the third way. They bring down from the Sameach in Hilchus Bikurim, Perik Yud Alochi Yud Aleph says, everything is good, Shalom on Yisrael. He says, it matters what you're talking about. He says, if you're talking about food, you're talking about Tainim, Levonis and Tainim Shchayres, so that's oimet to be eaten. Between you and me, that's called the same mean. That's called, this is one color, this is another color, it's Tainim. the color doesn't change the mean. But he says, Reishis HaGeis is totally, you wear it. I mean, so two colors is two types, there, Sakya, two meanim. The Gemara just brought down that there's a din ein termi mimin al shayne minay. By macholim, there's a whole tumult if a change of color makes it for a different mean or not. Fine. Basil holds, it doesn't make it for a different mean. He says, but by wool, a tzicha makes it for a different mean. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So we have here four mahalchim in the Gemara's kasha. So we have a kasha. The way that's all, it's gewaldic. We have a kasha according to Rabbi Loi. Min al sheine minoy. You shouldn't be tired. So says, yeah, you're right. Off in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like that. Zeh noisen latzma. So kocher is two different meaning. It's called loy shayer hamoicha. So by loy shayer hamoicha, each one is mechuyev to be mafresh reishis hageis. That's the Gemara's teres. That was the moskasha. Yeah, avreish geis mina shayne mina loy. So Gemara says, "En, you're right. Vosnan, we learned in our Mishnah." Hayloy base minim shrufa is lebone is machle shrufa is abloy lebone so nice and last maybe send nice and last my so you see klar it's called loy shaya he sold the whole mean of shrufa is fine fragte gemore unschuldig dikt ela maat seife that you're learning up as apsha the mission it's to mean because it's abloy Ela miyata sefer diktonim schorim avaloi nekebis. It says the same thing, schorim nekebis. Zanoisen latzmai. Och, and amishim betray minin in the police. Schorim in nekebis is zicha natu minim. That call is meila. But schorim in nekebis is zicha natu minim. So you learned wrong pshat in the Mishnah. It's zicha nat als eine minoi. Because schorim in nekebis is zicha natu minim. The lace of lay mahai the rochich mahai the ashun, the lace of lu mitavayu. Now let us, before we see Rashi, let's just explain a little bit the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara's teretz is as follows. The halacha is, if the moicha was meshayer anything, he has to be mafresh reishis hageis from what was sold also. That's the halacha. He has to be mafresh reishis hageis on the whole thing. Now, I got news for you. The Mishnah holds not like Rabbi Loi. The Mishnah holds not like Rabbi Loi. That's what I was going to say now, the next few words. Hakimlo masnisen doloi ke Rabbi Loi. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Loi. Fine. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Loi, so Mamela, there's no problem of minach sheni mina. Rabbi Loi learns out from truma. There's dinner minach sheni mina. We don't learn out from truma. So the levonish shchufa is called one mean. I mean, there's no dinner of two mina by reishis hageis. Fine. So therefore, meikar adin. So the moichel who sold the shchufis and left over the levonish mikadin, the moichel is mechuyev to mafresh reishis hageis and everything. And the shufais and the labonis, 100%. He has to do this. No shayla about it. Now, the Tanna is telling us an eitzah toive. Now, like this. Shufais and labonis, the shufais are an inferior wool in comparison to labonis. It's, shufais is not so choshim like labonis. Now, meiker adin, the moicher is mechuyev, to be mafresh reishis agei, since it was shire, the leftover from Sariz Mokuyev, to be mafresh reishis agei, and everything. Shufais and the Labonis, he sold the man the skuna of the car, he's Mokuyev to be mafresh everything. But he's not Mokuyev to take a superior wool, be mafresh and the Shufais. I'm not Mokuyev, I wouldn't have sold it. So I would take reishis hageis from the shrufis and the shrufis, and reishis hageis from the labonis and the labonis. Now that I sold all the shrufis, I have to be go from and give reishis hageis from labonis and shrufis. So then nois and latz means like this. The moicha goes over to the lekeach. And the Moicha tells the Lekeach as follows. He tells the Lekeach, he says, listen, I want to buy from you some Shufais, and I'll be mafresh the Shufais. Why should I be mafresh the Levonis on the Shufais? And it seems this is a normal thing, because the Lekeach realizes you have to be mafresh on the Shufais also. So Memele, so the Moicher gets from the Lekeach, Reishis Ageis from the Shufais, and is mafresh Shufais, or Shufais, Levonis, or Levonis. The same thing, the wool of a Zohar is inferior to the wool of a Nekeve. So it's the wool came is softer. So Bekitzer, if he sold him the schorim and left over the Nekeve, so it's also Neitzateve Kamash Malon. You go over to the Kehen and you tell him, listen, I have to be mafresh reishis ageis from the wool of the schorim, and so you sell me some of that wool and I'll be mafresh it. So that's... And the Mishneh Taka doesn't go according to Rabbi Loi. We just said before it doesn't go to Rabbi Loi, so there's no problem. Ein Hachinami according
to Rabbi Loi. Taka, it's Mina Sheini Mina, it's a different shot, the Mishneh Gansen. Let us see Rashi. Mimina Shane Mina Kigain Shaira Solabonis. Bafal Gav the Chapehu, this is what the Tanakama holds, it's called Mina Shane Mina. Basilaimrim Termim, the Kulai Min Tainim. So Nirashi says the Tanakama polig at the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Tanakama is Khailak Rabbi Yitzchak. Vomalay Nechko Basilabadovze, the Treminininu. There's no machlag, everyone holds it's Treminin. So the Kasha was from the Tanakama. That was the first teretz of the Rajbe. Shufa is flanish, it's reddish. Mochala Yisrael, Li Yisrael, Zenois Lazmi, Zenois Lazmi, Simonda Havmi learned, Oyavalai Shai La Atzmai Meisam Inklum, and all of Lahafchish Alois and Gizem Shemocha. She's not Mochiv Lahafchish Alois and Gizem Shemocha. Afa Pishat Soin, Leimachon, alolekech lahafrish. Vafal pishat soin leimachon alolekech lahafrish. Shelokach, even though he didn't sell the tzoin, he just sold the gizeh. Alolekech lahafrish. The kech has to be mafrish. I mean, the real svara is, I mean, that if he was loishaya, so, I mean, meiker adin lochayre the chiv reishes ageses on the moicha because he didn't sell the tzayin. He didn't sell the tzayin, so he's mechuyev to give reishes ages. That's Rashi says. Hoy v'leishay latz me meisim in klum. Eno b'afrish aleisim gizim shemocha. If it was leishay, v'afal pisha tzayin loymocham. Even though he didn't sell the tzayin, aleikeich lahafrish. The keich is mechuyev to memafrish. Shalokach matni sakoyim. Aba alme trei minininu. Bei mafrish mazel zed. Di mafrishu avalei shiur aga bimoycha. Osna lokach geisayni shachaverim shayr hamoycha chay. Seif odiktoni nami mocha schoma bo nikebis anoysen latzmai. Och inami de trei minininu. Lahavi shiur elavade shiuru. Va amoycha ramye lameisev kulo. The moycha zich mochiv to give everything. The wool of the schorim is ashen, kosher. It's a tough wool. By the nekeve is rochich, and the wool of the nekeve is soft. Vikach, so you know what he should do? Yikne min alakeach, kedei reishis ageis shal schorim mitzemer haschorim. He should buy the shir of reishis ageis, and then that's how he gets the reishis ageis from the lekeach. He buys it from him. This mafrish, the reishis ageis of the schorim on the schorim. Achinami gabi shutvis, gabi shuvis lebonis, mishumei tzatevu. the Giza Salavonis, Tavis Michel Schufis, Pete Menelekech, Kashir, Ashutfis, Ashufis, Vitan Lelekai. So, and you add up, and the mission is going to happen, not according to Rabbi Loi. Well, Kim Nil Masnis and the like Rabbi Loi. The Gemara is going further. Ima Truma Bina Reishi Sheshirel Nikorim. By Truma there's Aloha, you cannot make the whole Tvua Truma. You have to leave over something. Af Reishi Sageish Sheshirel Nikorim. So according to Rabbi Loi, you can't give the whole gaze to the coin, you have to leave over something. For Rabbi Loi learns out, Reishis a gaze from Truma. So the Gemara says, "Ain, you're right, you're back, you're right. Vosnan, we learned as follows. Oima kol garoni Truma. The person said the whole goyren should be Truma. B'chol isosi chala. The whole isu should be chala. B'yom haklum. As it says. Ha kol gzoyai Reishis. But what if he said, the whole gizim should be reishis, dvor of kayomi. So there is no din of shirel nikorin by reishis ageis. Vetanye idach leilom omaklum. Learned another baraisa leomaklum, that you do need shirel nikorin. So who is this tanye idach? Elalav shmamino. Or rabbi loi, or rabbonon shmamino. Fine. So we see take right, according to rabbi loi, you need shirel nikorin. Zot Rashi Shishiran Nikorim Dimoma Kol Geroni Trume Leyamaklum. And Vosnam Benichuse Vesan Yidach Leyamaklum. Let us see Toisves and Amidalot. Afreishes Ageis Shirel Nikor. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Loi, you learn out Reishis Ageis from Trume, so there should be a din of Shirel Nikor. Tema, minolon de beinen she Shirel Nikor. How do we know by Trume Gufe he can't make the whole thing Trume? Imi d'chsiv Reishis, it says Reishis, so by Reishis Ageis namik siv Reishis. O ma tzorech lemelof mi Trume, v'ktoisus hamerdike kashe. V'ktoisus elef. This din of Shirel Nikorim, Akocha, there's a makar to it. Some istama, you learn out from the word Reishis. Fractasis, I bezoi, it says Reishis Hagez also. Beishloime, the hod bina betrume Shirel Nikorim, Mishum de yafinen trume michala. The word Reishis is meaningless. You learn out trume michala. The chala nikreis trume, bachala ksiv me Reishis. You take from the reishis, the mashma v'loi kol reishis. You take me reishis, v'loi kol reishis. So there, by chala, it says that there's a din of shirayim, and we learn now truma from chala, because chala is called truma. And now, according to Rabbi Loi, we learn out reishis hageis from truma, and according to the chama, we don't learn now. I'd like to mention the Marei Meisode. Wants to say his own teretz on Tosfos Kashe. And he says like this. Reishis, says Reishis Tagoncho. Reishis Geis Tzoncho. He says, what is the translation of Reishis? What does it mean? So he says, Reishis has two translations. One translation is the Mufcho, the best. That's a Taitz Reishis. The best. There's another translation, the first. The first. So he says, let me tell you. He says, by Trume, Reishis de Goncho. So what's the first? We don't, there's no pshat of the first by de Goncho. There means the best. So the best of the Dogon you should give for Trume. So for giving everything, so there's no best. So akochoch, in the dogon there's better and worse, and you should give from the better. So akochoch, it's muchach, if the Torah said give from the better, so akochoch vaistois, there's something left over. So the reishis of trume is from the reishis of trume means that akochoch is muchach, there's a din shirayim, because you give from the better, so it seems there's two kinds of shirayim. Ma she'ein kein by reishis hageis, it means the first giza we mentioned before. As soon as you start cutting, the first giza you should give from the kohen. Again, there's a limit. If you didn't give the first, give it. But the lechatchila you should give from the first giza. It doesn't mean the best. It means the first. So, you can give, I can be geizes old. I can give everything as the first. That means the first time I cut all my bamas, I'll give it the first cutting, I'll give to the kohen. It's not muchach, you have to leave anything over. That's what the Moray Mesoda wants to say. I only have a shtickle ha'or and the Moray Mesoda. I mean, that's true. Reishes means the best. That's true. But what if someone doesn't give the best? I mean, it's unfair to give the best. What if he doesn't give the best? So, it's Trume. It's Trume. He didn't give Trume properly. So since this is only a lechatchila de kedin, so it could be the lechatchila de kedin is if there are two, there's better and worse, give from the better. What if I want to give everything? I mean, this is not a din liikuve. If the din is if I give from the worst, it's also trume. So memela, so it's not muchach. You have to give from the better and leave over worse. If you're not giving the whole thing, give from the better and not from the worst. What if I want to give everything? So, tovei lo brocha. I mean, so that's why I don't understand the Moray Mesoda too well.